my colleague, Minister for Planning, Sri Day, and brother delegates. It's really a happy coincidence that this place has been selected for a discussion in a seminar on village panchayat, even for the state level seminar and also for a national level seminar. It was only a few weeks before I was in this city to inaugurate another seminar which discussed the same subjects which we are going to discuss in this particular seminar. Well, I was invited by Sri Day. I readily agreed because I thought this would be an opportunity for me to welcome and receive the delegates from other states in this state. As a head of the state, and also it will be an opportunity for me to know their minds, to know their views. Therefore, I readily agreed, and hence I am here this morning. One of the greatest things that has happened to us after independence is the introduction of community project thinking methods in our public life. We have now realized what a wonderful thing has happened to us. After 5 or 6 years, India, with all its varieties of problems, varieties of administrative setups, different languages, different histories of administrations in different areas, it is really indeed a miracle, as I see now, that at least in one field, from national level worker to the village level worker, thousands of people are thinking in the same terms and speaking the same language of community projects. And I'm sure this seminar at a national level is certainly going to help us in clarifying our ideas and removing some of the confusions that might exist. Coming back to the original question that we are going to discuss in this seminar, namely the village panchayat. This question has been discussed at many levels and many times in our public life in the last 30 to 35 years. But recently, since 1954, there was intensive thinking in this field. I remember a special committee was appointed by the All India Congress Committee which went into this question and has produced a very weighty document in the form of its own report. In the same year, the ministers of local civil government met at Simla in a conference where I had the pleasure of representing our state, which also went into detail of the problems regarding village panchayats and has considered all the aspects of village panchayat organization and recommended many suggestions which really are worth considering for everybody who has to think about the question of village panchayat. Incidentally, many other committees, like a committee of taxation inquiry commission, also went into the question of village panchayat. The recent Balwant Rai Mehta committee also has gone into this question of village panchayat, and particularly in the context of the democratic decentralization, they have considered the setup and the problems of village panchayat. I'm sure all the state level seminars also must have considered this question, and today in this national seminar we are going to consider the problem of village panchayat. Well, it is very difficult to anticipate the discussion that you are going to have. Looking to the agenda that you have kept before indicates that you are going to discuss practically the whole field of village panchayat administration. Certainly, I would like to indicate a few problems for which it is necessary to have a very definite and a quick answer. I do not propose to go into the question of what should be the size and what should be the method of elections, which is certainly a matter which will vary from state to state. But I have no doubt in my mind that even looking to the question of size of the village panchayat or the area of the village panchayat, a fundamental principle must not be lost sight of. As we now are considering the question of village panchayat vis-a-vis the problem of the community development program, we must not forget what significance it has in the program of community development. I did not repeat, or I did not try to tell you what the community development program is, particularly as all of you are in the field itself, and Mr. Day, who is possibly the highest authority on the subject in our country today, who possibly might be able to explain you in more detail. But speaking in a nutshell about this problem, the community development problem or program means trying to achieve certain definite targets in the field of social and economic development. If that is our objective, the method for which we have accepted is to process this developmental activity through democratic and cooperative organizations. If that is exactly what we understand, or that is what we have accepted as our method, then certainly for the democratic organization I don't think there is anything else as an alternative but the village panchayat to accept it. Well, if once we accept this as an instrument, an instrument which we have to use to enthuse local people, not only to enthuse them, but to harness their energies and guide them to achieve certain specific targets, then if it is to be a really democratic body, we must not think in terms of having such bodies of a very big size. In a democratic organization, and particularly the primary unit of a democratic organization, every individual must have some sort of a relation with the other, where the individual or the man concerned gets himself lost, that organization becomes rather to that extent undemocratic. Of course, a democratic organization for a big country like ours, certainly there is bound to be an indirect representation. But at least in a primary unit of a democratic organization, every man concerned must have a direct concern, direct relation with a body or an executive that is supposed to function for them. And therefore, as far as we are concerned in the Bombay state, we have accepted the principle that a village panchayat must be a village panchayat. This must not be a group village panchayat. Of course, where there are villages less than 5,000 population or very scattered areas, the group panchayats also will have to be considered. But as a principle, a panchayat per village is the general principle that will have to be accepted. As for that, I have no doubt in my own mind. looking to the question of the future of village panchayat, two things which have proved to be a great obstacles in the way of the development of village panchayat and which has been accepted in our hands in our country are mainly two. First is a lack of proper resources in the hands of village panchayat. And secondly, of course this is not an excuse, but this is just an analytical observation that has been accepted by practical in our hands, is the lack of proper leadership to guide the affairs of village panchayat. Of course, for the first difficulty, we can find a solution. If the powers that are, they decide that the resources should be made available to village panchayat, they can be made available. But the second difficulty is a difficulty which is not very easy of solution. If we think certainly we can produce money, But it is very difficult to say that one can produce efficient maize overnight. For that, series of efforts will have to be undertaken. Some planned effort is necessary. Training will have to be given. Proper selection of men will have to be made. And we'll have to create conditions in the minds of people to make such people acceptable to them. It's not enough. There are many people who think that they are very good, and it is our experience. I think it's an experience practically in all the states. I had an opportunity to discuss this question with many other friends in other states, that good people are always, they say, are not inclined to go and contest elections. Good people never like to go near elections. Well, that possibly may be so, but we'll have to make the good people bold people. If the good people are not bold, their goodness is of no use to this country. They must be prepared to go and test their goodness with the people. If the good people are not accepted by the people, well, I'm sorry, I will have to say that their goodness is a question, will have to be accepted with a question mark. So, good people also will have to be trained and ask them to go near people and see that their goodness is accepted by the people. So, some effort in this direction also will be necessary. But here I would like to throw one more suggestion as regards the resources. It is true that central government has undertaken responsibility of supplying resources to the rural development through different activities. There is no doubt about that. At least for community development projects, they have accepted their responsibility and they are doing it. But even apart from that, in order to improve the resources of the village panchayat, it is the time has come that even the central government should consider it their direct responsibility to share some of the financial liabilities to the village panchayat. As we all know that village panchayat must have their own share in the land revenue. Well, I can say for the Bombay government that we have accepted that principle, and in the major part of the Bombay state, 30% of the land revenue is given to the land, to the village panchayat concerned. But even then we find it's rather more difficult, because there are areas which are very fertile areas, lands are good, and naturally they are assessed at a very high level. They get a good percentage of land revenue, but there are areas, backward areas, which really need more attention. Do not get a proper share of land revenue, even though they are given 30%. What they get is so little, I don't think that they can depend upon that resource to undertake a better development. So even when a state like Bombay has satisfaction of having done their duty about by giving 30% of their share to the village panchayat, I don't think they are in a substantial way helping the village panchayat. That is our realization. That is our feeling. So it is necessary that it's not that the central government should not consider that the only the state resources should state should share their own resources with the village panchayat and done away with it. It wouldn't be enough. If at all we want to make the village panchayat a proper vehicle of a proper medium of developmental activities, it will be our responsibility to see that they have a stable, elastic source with which they can function very efficiently. Well, there are other matters relating to village panchayat, and I do not want to express opinion on every aspect of the village panchayat at the beginning, at the outset, because you have come here to understand each other, try to know each other's mind, and then decide something. If I go on giving my views on everything, the representatives of the Bombay State who are here possibly might find themselves in a very embarrassing position. Though my views may not be binding on others, but certainly they will have to consider my views, particularly by those who are representing the Bombay State. Well, as you are here, I am sure you will give some definite lead, or you will take some definite decisions which will be implemented immediately. I know there is another question which is agitating or agitating minds of those who are considering this question of democratic decentralization. This question is going to be discussed still at a national level in another meeting in days to come. What should be the organization between the village panchayat and the state? Well, as far as I am concerned, I have no doubt that it is only through the process of democratic decentralization that will become really a welfare state. But the form of the decentralization will certainly have to vary from state to state, because these experiments of decentralization in some state have started in the last century. Bombay State is one of the states which claimed to have started this experiment long before. Some of its institutions are very well established. They have their own pattern which they have developed, and as you all know, it's very difficult to give up one's own pattern so easily. But as far as the content of the democratic decentralization is concerned, certainly we in our state will not lag behind in anybody, because we believe and we have always believed that every democratic state is a jump in darkness, and it is only a jump in darkness that leads to light. That is our faith, article of faith. We have always believed in that, and we really want to go ahead with that experiment without any hesitation or reservation in our mind. Well, as I said in the beginning, this new way of thinking which community development program has brought to our country will certainly help us to achieve definite targets in this particular field of village panchayat. In the first few years, I was wondering, when I was myself in charge of this community development program in our state, whether the development activity is going to sidetrack from the village panchayat. But the realization came very soon that the development program which functions or which starts or tries to make any progress without taking into consideration the existence of the village panchayat will not be a developmental program, because it will not help to create that permanent machinery or institution which is necessary to carry on the program of development. That community feeling which really must help them to have a feeling of self-reliance will be achieved only through a democratic local institution. And this realization made us to accept the village panchayat as the sole medium through which we undertake our program of development in the village. And now we see that the Community Development Administration is giving more and more emphasis on this question of village panchayat. I am glad that you are meeting here. I am glad that you are meeting in Bombay State. I am still more glad that you are meeting in Aurangabad. Because of its natural and historical environment, it certainly will inspire you to better decisions and better activities. I wish the seminar every success. Thank you very much.